According to local officials, Massachusetts is planning to stand up a mass COVID-19 vaccination site in the greater Springfield area. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said he was told by the Baker administration over the weekend that the state is planning to open a large-scale COVID-19 vaccination site in the region. But Sarno said he would defer to the governor to make the announcement.
We appreciate, as we advocated for that, so Springfield will have a mass vaccination site announced very shortly. And we appreciate that from Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito. I'll let them detail it more.
The first mass vaccination site in Massachusetts at Gillette Stadium opened Monday. Governor Charlie Baker said last week the state is in discussions with other venue owners to open additional locations for mass vaccinations. The Gillette site will eventually have the capacity to administer 5,000 doses of vaccine a day. Massachusetts is in the first phase of a vaccine rollout plan that foresees most of the state's 4 million people being vaccinated by this summer. Among those currently eligible for the vaccine are frontline healthcare workers, residents of long-term care facilities, first responders, and as of this week, staff and residents of congregate housing, such as shelters and jails. The state has received about 660,000 doses of vaccine, and more than 300,000 doses have been administered. Some of the vaccine is being held back for required second shots. Springfield's health department administered 920 doses last week to first responders, according to the city's Commissioner of Health and Human Services, Helen Colton Harris.
Know that everyone wants to get the vaccine in arms, and we are all working to do that.
Dr. Robert Roos, Chief Medical Officer at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, said Massachusetts is in a race against time to get people inoculated before a much more contagious strain of the coronavirus spreads.
The cautiously positive news from the last week is that it does appear that we have started to see a flattening of this latest peak in both new cases, test positivity, hospitalizations, and deaths here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Roos said all hospitals in western Massachusetts still have capacity to care for additional COVID cases.
We have not needed to transfer any patients to alternate facilities or to other hospitals within or outside of the region. So while our hospitalized cases remain high, we are managing very well. We're delivering all types of care, and we're doing it safely.
Statewide, the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 is at 2,200, which is about 100 fewer hospitalized patients than a week ago. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.